Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to another edition of the No Spin News for Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. Stand up for your country. As everybody knows, our nation is divided, not the first time. Revolutionary War. About half of the colonists were Tories. They didn't want to separate from King George. And then we, of course, had the Civil War, where more than a million Americans were killed fighting each other, and then Vietnam, and there have been lesser divisions in this country. And we are in that age now because primarily of President Trump. There are other factors like the progressive movement, the rise of socialism, but it's President Trump that has, through circumstances, caused a big political division in America. We will get through this, and hopefully stronger. But it's harder to come together now because of all the massive fraud that many Americans are not even aware of. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. TikTok. Never been there. Know what it is. But I have more important things to do than ticking the tock or whatever you do there. But massively popular all over the world. And charlatans are using it. Here's a very good example. March 25th, just a few days ago, I don't know what to call them. Disruptors? Maybe that's a good word. Tony and Angel. We have not traced them back. And I really don't want to bring any kind of grief upon them, although I don't respect them, posted a TikTok video about ICE. Go.
This plane's not going anywhere, people, right? I'm not going to repeat myself all day. Juan Garcia, where are you? Come to the front right now.
You guys are allowed to take people off the plane now?
Yes, absolutely. That's why I have this badge on.
Since when?
Badge.
Yeah, what's your badge say?
I'm not here for a discussion. I'm here for Mr. Garcia.
Okay, right after that dropped, I got all kinds of texts from my liberal friends. See. And I said, let me check this out. It's a phony. They're actors. It's a set that they used. They had to spend some money on this. It was a complete phony. No disclaimer that we could find. None. Just threw it on up. Millions of people believed it was true, including, and I mean, among my friends who texted me are journalists, sophisticated people. And then it got nasty. Roll it.
I got arrested. I'm a U.S. citizen, and these guys want to put me away. They want to send me across the border. I was born here.
In the middle of
San Antonio, Texas.
Zones.
And your dad was Mexican or something?
Yeah, my mom was. But that shouldn't matter. I was born here in the United States.
Yeah, dude. Where's your wife?
They already took her.
And she was born here too?
She was born same place. Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, American citizen.
Dude, I'm so sorry. I hope you can get a lawsuit or something.
Yeah, I'm going to sue the shit out of these people.
Okay, again, phony. Total fabrication. Was acting and on a set, and it went all over the world. This is serious, okay? Now, YouTube, which carried some of it, they have more than 2 million subscribers as Tony and Angel duo. And they call themselves disruptors or whatever, digital creators. So this is serious. And the outfit that rented them the set is called network media. It's an industry, this whole industry. Somebody's behind this because it costs money. Somebody's paying for this, this propaganda. Okay, now we have the specter of AI, artificial intelligence. We do make these people look like pikers. Because with artificial intelligence, you can take a human being and then insert a different face, words in the person's mouth they did not say. It's unlimited. The fraud, the potential is unlimited. People are going to watch these videos. They are not going to know what is true and what is not true. This is dangerous, okay? Now, there's a poll by Quinnipiac out about AI. And the first question is, how concerned are you about AI? Very, somewhat, not at all. Very concerned, 38, somewhat, 42. That's 80% of Americans are concerned about AI. But they won't even know it's AI, a lot of them, okay? And 18% are not. Okay, second question. How much of the time do you think you can trust the information generated by AI? All the time, most of the time, some of the time. Almost all, and most of the time, only 21%. Some of the time, hardly ever, 76%. But how are you going to delineate that? How are you going to know what you can trust and what you can't? Unless you have a machine like I do. I have an investigative machine. We can find out. You don't have that. Okay? Last question. When it comes to day-to-day life, do you think AI will do more good than harm? More good, 34. More harm, 55. Don't know, 11. But it's coming. Now, with all of that stuff in the air, you combine it with misinformation on the already existing media. Okay? Now, Chris Cuomo is a friend of mine, but he's an emotional guy. And sometimes he makes mistakes, as he did last night. So this was his program. He was taking calls. Roll the tape.
We know that you told Bill O'Reilly that you weren't a Democrat. But instead of telling us what you don't like, what's going on with Trump, what would you do? What is your answer to the solving the Iran problem?
Okay, first of all, I'm a journalist, not an elected leader, okay? You don't hear Bill O'Reilly giving you any explanations or solutions.
You don't? Every day I do that. Every blanking day. All right, if you watch the San Francisco special, which Cuomo didn't, I had absolutely given you the solution to that problem. That's therapeutic centers where these people are mandatory. You got to take them off the street and get them well. Provide for them. Because what's happening now in San Francisco is barbaric. And then there were the migrants. Financial stress is hitting an all-time high. Millions of Americans are stretched thin with no extra money, no room to breathe. And this isn't just lower-income households. Middle-class families are also running out of options. If debt has been weighing on you, you are not alone. And waiting usually makes things worse. Interest grows, minimum payments trap you, nothing changes. You don't need another loan or to consider bankruptcy. You need a strategy. That's why I like Done With Debt. They build a smart, personalized plan around you and understand what it takes to work toward the biggest reductions possible. Whether you owe $10,000 or much more, their goal is simple. Lower what you owe so you keep more of your paycheck. Start with a free consultation at donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com. Let's face it, the U.S. economy is under stress. National debt rising, trade war shaking the markets. And meanwhile, China is dumping the dollar and stockpiling gold. That's why I protected my savings with physical gold and silver. Through The only dealer I trust, American Hartford Gold. And you can do this. Get precious metals delivered to your door or place in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. They'll even help you roll over your existing IRA or 401k, tax and penalty free. With billions in precious metals delivered, thousands of five-star reviews, and an A-plus from the Better Business Bureau, you can trust American Hartford Gold as I do. Please call 866-326-5576 or text BILL to 998899. Again, that's 866-326-5576 or text BILL to 998899. So how do you deal with that? Well, last September, as you may remember, we had all kinds of problems in Minneapolis where ICE was running down people suspected of being in the country illegally and protesters were confronting them. I have a solution and I put it forth last September 19th. Go. You can't have people kicking doors in, chasing people around. Can't do that. What you can do is say to anyone in this country without documentation, you have 3 months. I had it originally at six, but I'd bring it down to three. You have 3 months, 90 days, to register with your local post office. Each post office will have a registration form. You're to fill it out. And then you send it to Homeland Security on an envelope that's already given to you. And the government pays the stamp. If you do not fill out the form, and the form would say, who are you? What country do you come from? Where are you living? Do you have a job? Do you have dependents, children? That kind of thing. It's a questionnaire. If you don't do it within 90 days and you're caught by the authorities, local, state, federal, you're deported without a hearing. No hearing. You're gone. Now, if that happened, the government would have a massive database of people here illegally, and then they could adjudicate those people, give them a hearing. Right now, we just have millions of people just wandering all over the place. Is that not a solution? Of course it is. Now, Chris Cuomo didn't intentionally mislead you. I don't believe that he did. He's not that kind of guy. But he doesn't watch this program. Okay, he's talking off the top of his head. He does not watch this presentation. He doesn't know what I do. And most likely he doesn't care. But that's okay. It's all right. But off the top of his head, well, Bill O'Reilly doesn't have any solutions, which is ridiculous. If you know me, if you watch me, you know that almost every day we put forth solutions to vexing problems here. So let's recap it. You got stunts on TikTok and other social media, paid for, phony garbage. You got AI coming that can electronically, or whatever word you want to use, alter reality. And you have a corporate media full of misinformation. Boy, that's a threesome that is almost impossible to cut through. If you want to know the truth about your country, about your life, and about solving problems. And that's the memo. Joining us now from Washington, D.C. is Renee DiResta. She's Associate Research Professor at Georgetown University's McCourt School of Public Policy and is very interested in this information flow. Number one, am I overstating, understating? Did I make any mistakes in your opinion, Professor?
No, I think what you're saying is accurate. I would say it's not just mainstream media that is wrong. I think the entire ecosystem is, full of BS artists at this point, independent as well as mainstream. So I think that's the one area where I would maybe disagree. But the challenge is people need to try to figure out what's real, and they have a huge collection of sources.
People are busy.
That's the problem. That's where I was going
to
go.
People have to make a living. People have to go to the store. They got to try to figure out what's real and what isn't real. Nobody's going to do. And they don't have.
Nobody's going to do that.
They don't have a staff. I have a staff, and they're good.
Yep.
And I can give them Joe and Angie or whoever these people are and say, chase these people down. People can't do that, regular folks.
No, you're completely right. That is the main problem. The problem is that people trust what they see when it hits their feed because somebody that they chose to follow shared it, whether that's a friend, a media outlet, you know, a news person like you, an influencer like Tony and Angel, and they think that it's, you know, they think that it's real. People are still in the mindset that what they see is likely to be real, and we've hit a place in our, you know, in our technological and information environment where that's just not true anymore.
Okay, you teach younger people. Are they addicted to this kind of stuff? Do they have any skepticism about it at all, generally speaking?
Generally speaking, younger generations do. I have a 12-year-old son who says, you know, nothing I see on the internet is real.
Really?
So I think the younger generation knows that it's not true. It's actually more, you know, people who are still used to thinking of the media or the online environment as a place where they could get accurate information. It's usually a little bit more people who've been accustomed to that, generations that are a little bit older, people who still think of the internet as a place where accurate information lives. So younger kids are actually more attuned to it than we are.
Because I got, as I mentioned, texts from journalists who thought
this was real.
And they were gloating. Oh, look, O'Reilly, you know, look at what ICE is doing. Look what Homeland Security is doing. Look at it. They're heinous. They're terrible. Blah, blah, blah. And I go, let me check this out. And these are sophisticated people. Totally, totally drawn in by this fallacious presentation. Okay, let's advance the story a little bit. How much of a danger is this to our democracy, so, Professor?
The danger is twofold. One, it's that as you're noting, when people do that, right, when you have journalist friends who reach out to you, it's because it hits something that they're likely to believe already.
Yes,
and they see evidence, and that happens across the political spectrum, right? So that might be a completely different issue that lands for people on the right than for people on the left. Right now, a lot of these ICE videos are making the rounds. You might see videos of riots, right, that would land better with audiences on the right that think that this is something that is, you know, more likely to be happening. So you see that happen where different content plays, and it hits you because it hits emotionally, and so you just hit that share button, you send it to your friend, and it's because you actually maybe don't even really care if it's true. It's just confirming an existing belief, and that's why you share it on. And so that's what's happening. And that's kind of dangerous to begin with, right? Because we're just in these mindsets where, as you noted at the start of the segment, everybody's very polarized. And so you don't actually care to check sometimes. You just think, this is showing my enemies or my political opponents in the worst light, so I'm going to share it. And
I'm
not going to go check. Yes.
Right. But when you have, and this is certainly possible with AI, when you have the majority of voters not knowing what's real and what isn't real, I think there's
trouble
ahead.
That's the second part.
Right.
Because sometimes what you'll see is, you know, in the incident that you showed, there's some signs there, right? There's that plane is very unbranded. It's a little bit suspiciously kind of 90s looking. Most planes don't have those cloth covers in quite that way anymore. They don't have those kind of bulkheads. But what you see now is, you know, you don't even have to have the video. You can have a very plausible leaked audio that sounds like a politician saying something, but really it's a synthetic voice. If something like that drops 24 hours before a vote, that kind of thing can really shake people up. It can make them wonder, is this real? We've seen that happen in a number of European elections. There's nothing to stop that from happening here. And because it takes sometimes, you know, between 3 hours to 2 days to actually go in there and figure out if the content is real. Sometimes these are very, very high quality fakes. There's that window, that time where people don't know what to believe. And if it sounds scandalous, you're going to have this environment where, again, people are going to be likely to believe it if they don't like the person, not likely to believe it if they don't, and they're not actually going to get at the facts or the truth. And that's one of these big challenges. The other side of it, though.
Look, you can destroy somebody pretty easily.
Absolutely.
In 2 days, particularly if that person's running for office, you can drop all kinds of stuff that they did this, they did that. Look at this video we have. Look at them here. Look at them there. And they're not there.
Hey, podcast listeners. Jillian Michaels here. If the world is feeling unstable right now and the noise and the chaos is overwhelming, if you're looking for clarity and truth, good or bad, I invite you to check out my podcast, Keeping It Real with Jillian Michaels. Twice a week, I break down the biggest issues shaping our lives, and I sit down with bold guests for fearless, honest conversations. There are no talking points. There's no agenda, just real discussions that challenge assumptions and demand clarity. Subscribe to Keeping It Real with Jillian Michaels today, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Winning once? That's a good season. But building a streak? That takes showing up. Every call, every claim, every day. AAA Auto Insurance is ranked number one for auto insurance customer satisfaction in the Southwest by J.D. Power. 2 years in a row. And we don't take this repeat for granted, because trust isn't a given. It's earned. Join the millions of satisfied drivers who choose AAA Auto Insurance. Get a quote at AAA.com/quote. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit JDPower.com/awards.
Now, I don't think the law has caught up with this. U.S. law, we're supposed to be protected against fraud. This, when it comes all down to it, Professor, and please disagree if you believe that. It's fraud. This is fraud.
So the challenge you have is that what Tony and Angel would say is that this is political satire, and that that's covered under the First Amendment. And that's legally correct. Right. And so the question that we get to is, what do you do to help people then know? When you get at false information about a person, you have a little bit more in the way of law that you could apply to those situations, like defamatory content or likeness laws in certain areas, areas where you see candidates that are subject to harassment content, where, you know, female candidates in particular are put into compromising situations. That kind of thing happens sometimes. There are certain laws that apply to that. But for political content, this is protected under the First Amendment. And so one of the things that we are trying to do as we think about how to address this problem is, can you give people more context? Can the platforms, particularly social media platforms, where this spreads, toss up a label, right? Can the models that are used to create it put
good
up
luck
a label?
With that.
I know that's the problem, and this is the issue, though, right? Where you're hitting that challenge of what, you know. And I am the first person to tell you that labeling is not foolproof; that bad actors can strip it out; that it doesn't work
just
in
too
the
much
case
of it.
Audio. It is, and that is the other thing. It's the deluge. I wish, you know, look, I sound like I'm making an excuse for the tech companies here. I'm really not. Nobody's more frustrated than me. It is that balance. You were right. The law has not caught up. This is the environment we live in now. The other side of it, though, is that you have real content, real audio. Sometimes politicians do get caught saying dumb things on tape, right? And then they can just say, no, that's not me. That's AI. And that's the other side of it, right? So you have this liar's dividend.
That's not
where
nearly
you see,
what...
It is happening. That is happening also.
All
right.
But
that
the assertion,
and, you know,
the assertion that there is a villain way overwhelms everything else. I mean,
yes, that's
these
true.
Nitwits who put this out wanted, I don't care what they say, it's satire or whatever, they wanted a
they make
conclusion.
A lot of money.
Well, I don't know about money, but they wanted a conclusion that ICE and Homeland Security were bad, were abusers. That's what they wanted, and they accomplished it.
The political piece, you're right, is true. But the other side of it is that a lot of this is financially motivated. We focused on the political here, but a lot of the ways that this applies that people need to be aware of is spam and scams. It is people reaching out, particularly to older people, saying, hey, you know, it looks like a beautiful woman, reaching out in a message. That person doesn't exist. They're trying to sell you a product. That product doesn't exist. A vacation home or a stay, that house doesn't exist, right? So it's actually financial fraud and scams that are where most of the AI generated content is happening. In the political realm, you're seeing the skits, the satire,
but that
the
is fraud. But you can get prosecuted.
And
for the
financial stuff, yes, absolutely you can. So
all
I think,
right,
you know, last word. Thanks for having me on.
No, you were very good. Thanks for taking the time.